This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Students across the country will protest gun violence tomorrow at what they're calling the March for Our Lives. They're organizing for additional gun controls. Yet here's someone on the other side of the gun issue. David Thweet is the school superintendent in Tiny Harold, Texas, near Wichita Falls. His district has just 115 kids in a single building. For the last decade, some staffers have legally carried concealed weapons. Thweet helped write the Texas law that allows guns in schools. A Pennsylvania school shooting in 2006 triggered Thweet's approach to arming district employees under what he calls the Guardian Plan. 2 years later, after he made sure it was legal, some staff were quietly trained and armed.
Ours are concealed, and so nobody knows where they are. And I didn't invent this particular aspect of it. I got it from the Air Marshal Plan.
Thweet studied statistics. He says when police arrive blind to an active shooting, they don't immediately know good or bad actors or the physical layout, and most shots miss the mark.
If you look at data, however, where a police officer, somebody's been trained, is on the scene of the crime, then their accuracy is almost 100% because they know the bad actor, they know the layout of the property, they know who was a perpetrator, who wasn't. Well, that's the argument for the Guardian Plan.
Thweet was not happy when students walked out of class in other parts of the country last week, but he doesn't have a problem with them marching on their own time, as many plan to do tomorrow. He disagrees with two of their three agenda items, banning high-capacity magazines and imposing universal background checks. But ending bump stocks?
The bump stock thing makes a little more sense because we already say that automatic weaponry is not legal. If you have something that makes a semi-automatic an automatic, then that's an obvious jump right there.
Otherwise, Thweet wants no change to gun laws. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.